May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'd فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode on the silsila Spiritual Cures. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, this silsila, this program is designed to uplift the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to motivate, to encourage, because let's face it, there are so many Muslims out there that are having great difficulties in their life. Some are affected with financial problems, others have marital problems, maybe difficulties with their children, with their offspring. Some have spiritual problems, some psychological issues as well. And the aim of this program, this silsila, is to try and provide some kinds of practical solutions, madani pearls of advices, wada'if, invocations, incantations, things to be recited, things to be done, in order to gain relief, inshallah ta'ala. At the very outset, let's remember the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So why delay? Let's make those good intentions today. Let's make them right now. And oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila of Madani Channel for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, and the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice. I will try to share with others as well. Even if I remembered one thing, don't keep it to myself. We must not keep beneficial knowledge, ilmun nafi'ah, to ourselves. That is a form of selfishness. Transfer it, and it will be in your benefit, to your family members, to fellow Muslims, because you don't know. Perhaps that person may be going through the difficulty that we are going to discuss in this program, in this silsila. And if you share those pieces of advice to them, it may have some positive effects in their life, inshallah ta'ala. So as always, please stay tuned from beginning to end, because our theme for today is going to center around ghadab. What is ghadab? Ghadab means anger. Yes, that natural emotion that is within us all, if it is not channeled in the right ways, then it can be very destructive. Let's keep in mind that, try to note down these points. So I hope that you have a dedicated diary or a book, a notebook. You can always jot down the important madani pearls of advices and use it at a later stage. Or somebody else may want these solutions. You can share it with them, inshallah ta'ala. Because capture knowledge by writing it down, as it is stated by Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, ink is the best memory, subhanAllah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many beautiful blessings, bounties for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of durood-e paak, salawat, or salutations upon the cream of creation, the cause of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our most merciful master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to this beautiful, this thought-provoking and encouraging hadith, the summary of which is, the beloved and the blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, last night, I saw something strange. a man from my ummah was crossing as-sirat, the bridge. He was dragging himself. Sometimes he was crawling on his knees. In the meantime, the salah, the durood sharif that he sent upon me, it arrived. It made him stand up on the bridge to the extent that he crossed the bridge. Subhanallah, subhanallah. O lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O ashikani rasul, this is encouragement for us that instead of wasting away our precious and valuable time in unnecessary conversations or useless activities that have no real benefit for us in this world, the grave or the hereafter, why don't we keep our tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the recitation of Qur'an Pak, Durood Pak, Istighfar, and continuously remember Allah and His Rasul, and in the seeking of ilmul deen, knowledge of deen, these things will benefit us. Alas, how unfortunate that many of us, we don't take it seriously because we don't see that monetary gain. That okay, if I'm going to study knowledge of deen, what's in it for me? How much will I earn? The currency of the hereafter is good deeds, is thawab, is rewards from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. But because I don't see that in physical form, like notes or coins, perhaps I don't take it as seriously that if I was going to do a job or get something done and get some money in return, I feel like that's my reward and I get happy. But my focus must be on the akhirah as a Muslim, as a believer. I know I'm going to leave this world. Everybody knows it. What preparations have I made for the grave? Because that is the first manzil, the first stage of the hereafter. If a person is successful there, inshallah ta'ala, by the will and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, they would be successful on the day of judgment. This is where my focus must be. This is where my concentration and attention must be focused, that whatever I'm doing, I'm living in this world for however long, but for the next world. Because this world is temporary. We have one shot, one chance to make it happen, to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, to follow the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's recite the root together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So ghadab, anger. We have this propensities within us. We have this emotion of anger within us. And certain things make certain people angry. Some people, it takes very little time for them to get angry. Others, they bottle it up, and when they finally get angry and they release, then there's an explosion. Other people, it takes them a long time to get angry. But the best person is one who it takes a long time to make them angry. But when they do get angry, then very quickly they subside. Very quickly they become normal and calm. Subhanallah, Allah will grant us this kind of a characteristic. But for some of us, anger controls us. And anger is such a thing, if we channel it out into something productive, then it can be positive for us. But if we just release it without channeling it towards something positive, it can be very destructive to such an extent that it can actually branch off into other ills, other sins, because anger can become a sin if I'm hurting people's feelings. If I am thinking ill of a fellow Muslim because I have had an argument with so and so, so that anger is building up inside. And that's going to lead, if it's not controlled, if it's not managed, it's going to lead to other issues. But not just spiritual problems, physical problems as well, mental problems as well, which we'll come to in a few moments, inshallah. Sayyidina Khwaja Hassan Basri, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he says that, oh man, in a state of anger, you jump up and down a lot. What if that next jump ends you in the fire of hell? How so? Because when I'm angry, do I become uncontrollable? That from here, verbally, from my tongue, vulgar words are raised, obscene words and profane words are mentioned, that I lost something. Maybe I lost somebody close to me, or I lost my wealth. What is my reaction? Because of that anger, that frustration. Ya Allah, why did you do this to me? Do I question Allah Azza wa Jal? Who knows better, me or the Creator Azza wa Jal, who's the all-wise, who's the all-knowing, who knows everything? Does he know better, or do I, who has a limited understanding of events, of occurrences, of what is happening around me or to me? I should think carefully. Sometimes a person can utter words like that of kufr, profanity, and they could lose the iman without even realizing it. Can you see where anger can take a person? Towards disbelief, when a person starts questioning Allah Azza wa Jal, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We belong to Allah, and to Him is our return. What's going to happen to me if I didn't control this anger, and I said words of disbelief, or I hurt somebody's feelings, I violated somebody's rights, I assassinated somebody's character because I was upset, I was so angry with that person? So can you see how anger is branching off into other areas, possibly to disbelief? Allah protect us, protect our iman, possibly towards having su'e-dhan, which means a bad opinion of fellow Muslims, backbiting, which is a cancer of our society, because I don't like that person. Then when I'm talking with others, I'm not going to paint a picture of perfection about that individual. I'm going to try and slander them. I'm going to try and, even if it means exaggerations or lies about that individual, even if it's the truth, that is ghibah, that is backbiting. And backbiting is such that it is like eating the flesh of your dead Muslim brother. We would abhor it. Quran mentions that point as well. And it's become so prevalent in our communities. You go to some religious functions as well. People are bored. They want some entertainment. The gossiping may start. Backbiting may start. Slandering may start. And the people with these kind of individuals think nothing of it. It's like, no, I'm justified. What I'm saying is the truth. He is like this and he is like that. Or he did this and he did that. Why? Because I don't like that person. Because I have anger in my heart for that individual. And I continue backbiting, and my good deeds go to that person I'm backbiting about. No fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. No fear that at the time of death, what is going to be my condition? That I am backbiting about others. I am pointing fingers about others. What about me? When am I going to point these fingers towards myself? Because I'm no angel. I'm no prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm not ma'asum. Only the prophets of Allah, the rasuls of Allah, the malaika, the angels of Allah, they are ma'asum only, incapable of committing sins. We we are the everyday sinners. We do so many sins, sometimes we don't even realize we are committing sins. What about myself? When am I going to point to myself? Before I talk about anybody else, how about I talk about myself? To myself. Stand in front of the mirror. And talk to yourself. You want to talk about others? What about you? Do you read your salah? Do you give your zakah calculated properly? Do you use vulgar words, obscene words? Do you try and mislead and deceive others? What are you? List your flaws. And we'll come to realize that I'm spending this short, valuable time I have highlighting other people's defects and shortcomings, and I'm neglecting my own. I'm not interested in rectifying and reforming myself. What's going to happen to me? Allahu Akbar. Allah will grant us understanding. And truly fortunate is that person who realizes this. The people in glass houses must not throw stones to others. Because when others start throwing their stones to my home, that will break me. So how about this? That I do Qufli Medina. I apply the spiritual lock of Medina Sharif on my tongue, my mouth. I talk less. If I'm talking, it must be only something of benefit, something beneficial, something good. Recitation of the glorious Quran, or salawat in Durood-e Paak, istighfar, advising people, motivating people, uplifting them, instead of just spewing out negativity and backbiting and lies as well. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Our master, the great giant scholar, Sayyidina Sheikh Hujjatul Islam, the proof of Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali رحمه تعالى عليه, has said that to cure anger and to suffer hardships and to show forbearance, tolerance while treating it is obligatory. Because the majority of people that will enter Jahannam will be because of anger. What if my anger, which is uncontrolled, unprovoked, and destroys family relations and hurts the feelings of fellow Muslims, what if that anger throws me into the pits and valleys of Jahannam? Tell me it's not possible. What guarantee do I have that will not happen to me? Because I focus on everybody else but myself. How unwise and foolish is that individual? Allah grant us understanding to realize this and to focus on our flaws, my flaws, my individual flaws, and to work on treating it. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, your Dawat-e-Islami has facilities, services, platforms in order to treat these spiritual diseases one by one. I need to know what the disease is all about. What are the symptoms? And what are the ilaj, the treatments that are available? Because many of us, we are suffering from spiritual ailments like backbiting and jealousy and thinking ill of fellow Muslims and shumatat. You know, this somebody I don't like, I'm upset, I'm angry with that individual. And when something bad happens to them, maybe an accident or something, I get happy. That's a spiritual disease that many of us are plagued with. So when am I going to treat myself? Dawat-e-Islami is there to help us get that treatment, to firstly identify what spiritual diseases do I have, And believe me, if I'm sincere and I'm serious, I'll come to realize, Allahu Akbar, I have so many spiritual diseases that I am suffering from. When it comes to the physical diseases, I've got a headache or a fever or a flu. I take my tablets, my medication, or I go to the doctor. We are quick to get, you know, rid of that physical ailment. But the spiritual ailments, we don't have that seriousness, that sincerity about removing them from myself. When are we going to start? When it's too late? Let us make an intention right now that I will not backbite, I will not lie, I will not deceive people, I will not talk bad about others. I will focus on reforming myself. Because Dawud Sami's mission statement is that I must strive to reform myself and people of the entire world. But it doesn't just happen like that. I have to work hard and smart. I have to put in lots of time in myself, for myself. Effort is required on our part to reform ourselves. It's going to take us our entire lives, because we are not perfect. We are not ma'asum. We are not sinless. We make mistakes. We commit sins. The important thing is to always turn back to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah. Our scholars have mentioned, besides a few points that I have stated, that anger can branch off into words of disbelief, can branch off into backbiting, lies, deception, talking ill about fellow Muslims, assassinating people's character, vulgarism, obscenity, arrogance, pride, quarreling and arguing unjustly, mocking others, insulting others, slandering others, breaking off ties with family members, rejoicing at another's suffering, ungratefulness, carrying tales, malice when it gets stuck in the heart, believe me, that person won't have any sukoon, won't have any tranquility, peace, contentment. I want to share one wazifa with you with regards to getting rid of malice. Because many people are walking around with malice in their hearts, maybe for a family member, maybe for a friend, a fellow Muslim. And without them even realizing it, that is stealing their happiness. It is making them unhappy. It is making them to backbite about the other individual. So we need to think about this seriously. Do I really want that peace and happiness? Or how can I get rid of these problems? Allah willing, if I put in the effort, I will see the positive results. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. From time to time, especially the person who has this malice stuck in their heart and mind. Do you know what is malice? Those ill feelings, those negative feelings for another Muslim. And that festers, it grows. And again, it preoccupies our mind. So how can the positivity enter? How can I get tranquility and peace, peace of mind, contentment of heart? When I'm always plotting and planning, how can I insult this person, bring this person down? Believe me, that individual, the one who thinks like this and does this, is wasting his life away, wasting it away, where he's not getting any benefit. Maybe a temporary pleasure to see his fellow Muslim fall down. But the day he falls down, he'll think about it. So from time to time, in order to get rid of malice from the heart, from the mind, one should recite the following Quranic dua, which will prove beneficial, inshallah, azza wa jal. And what is that dua? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And put not into our hearts any grudge towards those who believe, O our Lord. Undoubtedly, you are the beneficent, the merciful. You can find this dua in Glorious Quran, Surah Al-Hashr, verse 10. Surah Al-Hashr, verse 10. So from time to time, recite this dua. This is like a wazifa for the removal of malice from the heart. Because one of the main things that take control of a person who is angry is malice. That you know, you don't see eye to eye with the person, you always have a negative opinion of this individual. So let's target the root problems. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the great Sahabi, Sahabi Jalil, our master, he says, I humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please inform me of such an act that will make me enter Jannah. The beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, La taghdab walakal Jannah. Do not become angry and Jannah is for you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. How beautiful is that? Simple advice. Don't we all want Jannah? Of course, we want to be in Jannah, not just Jannah, but Jannatul Firdaus, the highest heaven. We want to be in the closeness to the beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But how would I make my way towards that place? Of course, by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. If I'm always angry and I'm always uttering words of negativity due to my anger, how? Let us follow this prophetic advice from the most merciful master, the mercy unto all the worlds, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that do not get angry and Jannah is for you. But yes, there are circumstances, there are times when we must get angry. You heard it? That I must love for Allah and hate for Allah. So anger can be a useful weapon, can be a useful and positive emotion. Imagine if somebody is coming to attack me for no reason, unjustified, maybe a criminal. Am I going to smile at that person? Am I just going to be meek and invite that person, come? I'm not going to get angry. I'm passive. The criminal will think, I wish more people were like that. No, then we have to be upset. We have to be angry in order to defend ourselves, in order to protect our lives, or maybe the lives of my family members or friends. If somebody is talking ill against our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, am I just sleeping happy at night? No issues, no tension. That's a time to get upset. If somebody is talking ill about your parents, your family, your children, without any justification, that's a time to get upset and angry. To defend their honor, to defend your honor, to defend the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I want to be angry, I must be angry at myself when I commit sins. Then I must be angry. I must be angry at myself if I omit, if I leave my salah. If I disobey Allah Azza wa Jal or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's when I must be upset. I must be angry. Not angry at this person, at that person for no good reason. That is foolishness. That is part of the height of foolishness. Because I'm not getting angry for the real reasons. That I miss my salah. I hurt that person's feelings, or I committed this wrongdoing, this sin. These are the times to get angry. I must be angry. I must direct my anger against shaitan. That's what I must do. If I'm kind to others, there's many benefits in that. It helps to unite family members. It delights the angels. People praise that individual who is kind and compassionate and affectionate, who's cool and calm and level-headed. People like that individual. And it upsets shaitan. Instead of just venting my anger and not worrying what I say, not even thinking about the consequences, if I'm cool and calm and I think reasonably, and I resolve the matter practically, positively, this will make shaitan angry. That must be my target, to make this mal'oon, this cursed, this humiliated and disgraced one, who is aduwwun mubeen, who is our open enemy, I need to make him upset by being kind to the people. Starting, of course, with my family members. It must not be like this, that, you know, I've got a split personality in the home. I'm like a monster, demanding, always, you know, with a dull face, no smile on the face. Where's my food? Where's this? Where's that? Outside the house, I'm like the most friendly person. That is duplicity. That is hypocrisy. What kind of a person am I then? How I am in the home, I should be out of the home. They say if you want to know an individual, if you truly want to know a person, ask the ones who stay with them, or ask the one who traveled with him. Then you'll get to know their nature, their character, their mannerism. So let's work on ourselves. We can do it. Forget about A, B, and C. And worry about me. How about that? And I promise you, you will feel so much better that, you know, alhamdulillah, you know, I'm abstaining from backbiting and lies and jealousy and malice and breaking of relations and all of these sins and negativities, and I'm just focusing on my negatives to reform myself. Nek A'mal is the ideal program solution if any Muslim out there wants to truly change their life around 360 degrees. It's not too late. If I'm alive, I'm breathing, the door is open, the opportunity is there. Grab it, take it, get fixed and attach yourself to this beautiful Madani movement of Dawat Islam. It has so much to offer, so much, with so many departments in diverse fields. It's unreal. With so many different activities and programs, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, lifetime. I just need to break free of the shackles that are holding me down. And with PMA, with a positive mental attitude, meaning also with good intentions for Rizai Ilahi, the pleasure of my Lord Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of my Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Be brave, be bold, take that first step, link yourself to Dawat Islam, and you'll see the benefits, inshallah ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here's a very practical solution for us. If somebody insults me for no reason, what is my response? Do I immediately flare up, put my sleeves up? Do you know who I am? What is my response? Think about this. In that anger mode, the face gets hot, the body gets hot, I get heated up, start perspiring. I sort of lose some of my senses because I'm just focused on this person. He's insulting me, or he's, you know, doing something wrong to me. And at that moment in time, especially if it is unjustified and I flare up for no good reason. Imagine if somebody were to take a picture of me, maybe they have their phone and they take a picture of my face, and later on, when I've cooled down, I've calmed down, they say, let me show you something. We will be embarrassed and ashamed that this is me, that doesn't look like me. The face gets contorted. Let's think about these things, inshallah. So the next time somebody, especially unjustifiably, yes, we have to defend ourselves. If somebody's coming to attack us, you defend yourself. There's no two ways about that, because we have to protect our life. It is necessary for us to defend our life that's given by Allah Azza wa Jal. I must defend it. But somebody's just maybe swearing me. Listen to this. A person swore at Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, Sahabi Jaleel, the great Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody swears at him. What is his response? He says, on the day of judgment, if my sins are heavier on the mizan, on the scale, then I am worse than what you called me. But if my sins are lighter, then I don't care about your vulgar words. Allahu Akbar. Look at that. You nip it at the bud. There and then you cut it. That anger. You don't allow it to come out. But you channel it towards something positive, something constructive. Imagine if I think like that. This person is insulting me, slandering me, for no good reason. Imagine if I responded like that. You know, whatever you're saying, on Qiyamah, if my sins are heavier, whatever you're saying doesn't matter, because that is useless compared to my sins being more heavier on the mizan. But if my sins are lighter, then subhanallah, I have no concern, no worry about what you're saying. If what you're saying, whatever you are saying, my sins are heavier, then I'm in trouble. So why should I be concerned about this? These words are just gonna be mentioned and then it's over. The next day, nobody will worry about it. Or maybe after a week, nothing. A person swears at our master, the first Khalifa of Islam, the first successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Amirul Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers. Somebody swears at him and he replies, I have other faults like this as well, which Allah Azza wa Jal has kept concealed from you. Allah. There and then you cut it. Cut the anger. Channel it out towards something positive and constructive. Imagine that is my response as well to somebody who's showing me, giving me negativity. But we truly mean it, that, you know, just, it's fine. But if there's a need to defend myself because of maybe false allegations, then I need to do that. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mentioned in the beginning that besides the spiritual angle, that anger can branch off into, you know, jealousy, backbiting, malice, etc. There can be physical problems a person may experience. Because, see, long term, the effects, the physical effects of, or the long term physical effects of uncontrolled anger includes, and this comes from the researchers in this field, the experts, they say that the long-term effects of uncontrolled anger will lead to increased anxiety, How many people do you know are always anxious, worried, depressed, have psychological problems? So it can lead to increased anxiety, increased high blood pressure and headaches as well. So physically, it can weaken me. And that's the other thing, it weakens one's immune system. Anger is also related and linked to depression. But it can be, as mentioned, a positive emotion if channeled and expressed appropriately. Subhanallah. Allah. It is mentioned that a person, there are three causes of deprivation of iman. Sayyidina Abdul Qasim or Abul Qasim Hakim rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that three things in particular can deprive one of iman, faith, belief. And that is the most prized possession. That is the most valuable asset of a believer. If that is lost, everything is lost. No matter what gains I made in this dunya, no matter how many fasts, nafil ibadah, nafil salah, nafil sadaqat and charities and donations and going for hajj and umrah time and again, and no matter what I did in this dunya, no matter what ibadat I did, if I lost my iman at the time of death, all of it is cancelled. Just disappears. And that individual, that poor, unfortunate individual, will be flung into the fire of Jahannam. So make that dua on a daily basis. Ya Allah, for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, protect my iman. Protect the iman of my family members, of the Muslims. Make that iman, make that dua for preservation and protection of iman. Our master, the great Mujaddid of the 14th century, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, when he was asked about what can be recited for protection of iman, and one of the things that you and I can do and is very simple, he mentioned that at the time of sleeping, after you finish your normal wadaif, your invocations, your surahs, du'as, du'a for sleeping, Ayatul Kursi, etc., the very last thing that you must do is recite Suratul Kafirun. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. The whole surah, read it once and then sleep away. If you need to engage in any conversation, then recite the surah again and then sleep. By habitually practicing upon this, inshallah ta'ala, that person will leave this dunya with iman. Try to practice, make an intention to practice, inshallah. And let's go a step further. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnah Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damal Barakatuhumul Aniyah, the founder of Dawud-e Islami, advises us that before sleeping, make your wudu, perform 2 rakat of Salatul Tawbah. It's a nafil salah, you can recite any surah in it. Thereafter, recall your day, whatever wrongs you have done, and for each one, make tawbah. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Ya Allah, please forgive me for this that I have done, for that, for this, for saying this, for doing this. Make tawbah, clear your mind, clear your conscience of all of these evils that I had committed. And renew your iman, tajdeed iman. That, O Allah Azza wa Jal, if I did any kufr, knowingly or unknowingly, I repent, I make tawbah from it, and I renew my iman. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then go to sleep. And then you read your du'as, your surahs, surah kafirun, and sleep away. Because I don't know, in the morning, my eyes will open or not. But imagine, you know, I'm establishing my salah, I'm trying my best to obey my Allah Azza wa Jal, my beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I practice upon these things, these simple practical things. And if you're part and parcel of Dawud Islami, we learn these things. And there's a constant reminder, encouragement, motivation to practice upon this. Join Dawud Islami to improve yourself, to become a better Muslim, a practicing Muslim, an upright member of society, and get your family involved as well, inshallah ta'ala. So Sayyidina Abu al-Qasim Hakim rahmatullah alayhi, he says that three things in particular deprive or are causes for the deprivation of iman. And those are not showing shukr, gratitude, and gratefulness to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal for the bounty of iman. Do I take this bounty of iman lightly or for granted? That I have iman, I'm born in a Muslim home, I have a Muslim name. So, no, it doesn't work like that. I don't know if definitely I'm going to leave with iman. We make the dua through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal that we leave with iman. But I need to be concerned about the protection of my iman, to develop my spiritual power and strength. And number one, the establishment of my 5-time salah. Not just reading it, but reading it properly as it's supposed to be performed. Each rukn, each posture, each recitation, I'm reciting with the Quran, with tajweed and makharij. I'm not saying Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, which would invalidate the salah. I'm saying Subhana Rabbi al-Azim with a dha. And if I cannot pronounce that, at least Subhana Rabbi al-Kareem. If I join Madrasatul Madina, specialized classes for grown-ups, I will learn these finer points. I will learn what mistakes I am making, so I can reform and rectify myself. So every day if I'm filling out Nek A'mal, you can download this for free from App Store or Play Store. If I travel for Islamic Brothers on Madani Qafila with Dawat Islami, if I start a dars in my home, or for Islamic Brothers that attend the Masjid Dars, who attend the weekly Sunnah inspired Ijtima, each one, I pick up one thing here, two things there, one thing here, and I'm in a positive Islamic environment where there's motivation and all these places to become a practicing Muslim, a better Muslim, one who is a manifestation of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one who is obedient to Allah azza wa jalla and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one who calculates and weighs the words that come out from his mouth. Is this beneficial or not? If not, silence. Subhanallah. The other thing he says is that what could deprive a person of iman is not possessing the fear of losing iman. I must have that fear. What if I lose my iman? That will also motivate me to abstain from sins and to please Allah Azza wa Jal. We are the slaves of Allah Azza wa Jal. We are the slaves of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Don't become the slaves of the nafs, the lower self, the base carnal desires. Don't be a slave of that. Don't be a slave of the people that I live according to the opinions of the people and what they say. What will people say? What will the people say if I dress with wear an Imam al-Sharif? If I use a miswak? If I eat according to Sunnah? What will the people say for Islamic sisters if I wear a niqab and the face veil and I cover myself completely with loose clothing, non-transparent? What will the people say? The people are always going to talk. whether I practice sunnah or I don't practice sunnah. People are always going to talk. There are certain individuals or groups of individuals, they are bored. They need entertainment. And so the gossiping, the backbiting, and the slandering, and that fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla is not there. Those kind of individuals are uneducated. We should educate them. But start with myself first. Educate myself on the basics, on the fard ulum. And then go out to do neki ki da'wat, to invite them towards goodness, towards the programs, activities of Dawat Islami. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here are a few things that we can do practically in order to curb anger, in order to channel it outward into something positive and constructive. When you get angry, then as we are advised, if a person is standing, they should go and sit down. Move away from the person or the thing which is making you angry. If you are sitting, go and lie down. If a person is heated up, because that is, as it is mentioned, shaitan plays with an angry person how a child plays with a ball. A little child, if you've seen, kicks the ball in any direction. So shaitan plays with this person. You feel the heat. So cool it down by making wudu in cool water. When you're angry, go and make wudu. Drink some cold water to physically cool yourself down. And think that what I'm about to say, is it going to violate that person's rights? Is it going to hurt the person's feelings? If it is, remember, to hurt the feelings of a Muslim is a major sin. And major sins come with major punishments. Am I ready for that? Because that's the consequence. That's the repercussions of my actions or my words. Because sometimes people physically assault the next person, or verbally assault them, emotionally, psychologically assault them. I need to weigh those words. Rather walk away. Go and sit down, go and lie down, go make wudu, drink some water. Think of the consequences deeply. And I'll realize, yes, only when I'm cool, I've calmed down, take some nice deep breaths in to calm yourself down. And then you approach the person. Okay, let's resolve this pragmatically, practically. Because now you're thinking reasonably. You're thinking with a level head. But in the state of anger, a person will say things, may do things, that later they will regret it. They will be ashamed of themselves. They could break their relationship. How many spouses have separated because of that? And the person says, no, I was angry. And that's what happens if we do not channel it towards something positive. What are those positive things? As I mentioned, if you are standing, you sit. If you're sitting, you lie down and go and make wudu with cool water. Drink some cool water. Take in some deep breaths. Think deeply about the consequences if I react. What am I going to say? Is it something good, something beneficial? Subhanallah. There's a very beautiful booklet. In fact, two that a person who's very temperamental can read. And one of those is, it's called I Want to Rectify Myself. The other is Cure for Anger. Cure for Anger. Very practical points. You'll find many other wada'if, or a few other wada'if, invocations, things to be recited. You will find that in there as well. Very, very helpful for us. to curb our anger, but more to channel it out towards something positive. Because some people, if they bottle up all of that anger, it leads to frustration, leads to depression, leads to negative thoughts, and finally when they explode, then it's 10 times worse. So it's all about taking it out, but directing it towards something appropriate, towards something positive, towards something constructive. That will help us, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And think about the consequences. One of the things that anger may lead to is hard-heartedness. That the person is like emotionless. Whatever advice is given, it just bounces off. The person does sins with pleasure and thinks nothing about it. Does not make tawbah, does not repent and turn back to Allah Azza wa Jal. Yes, in this day and age where people want expediency, I want it and I want it now. There's no patience. It's easy to get angry and just express yourself than to remain calm and again channel it out towards something positive. Dawat Islami is there to hold our hand, to help us, to give us tarbiyah, to give us training on how to control that anger, how to identify what spiritual ailments I am afflicted with, what are their symptoms, and how do I root it out from my life instead of just focusing on other people, to focus on myself. And one of the best or the best silsila on Madani channel is Madani Mudhakara. This is a live program with His Eminence Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah on Saturday nights. During certain times like Ramadan, you may get Subhanallah Madani Mudhakara twice a day, where questions are posed to Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, and he gives beautiful and practical points as well from Quran, from Sunnah, from the lives of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah. So don't forget to tune into that program. Although we are going to leave you now, Madani channel is 24/7. So stay tuned inshallah ta'ala for the next silsila and other silsilas. There's lots to learn, very little time, but too much to learn in order to improve ourselves and others as well. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.